1 month ago, a company was hit by a ransomware attack, and I can remember $20 million they wanted. So they ignored that.
My guest today is Banaz Karimi. Banaz is an independent researcher specializing in ransomware and agentic AI systems, a senior cybersecurity analyst at Accenture, and the founder of Tremorina, an initiative supporting people living with essential tremor. With more than 20 years of experience in cybersecurity, she is also a leader with the OWASP AI Exchange, where she helps develop AI security frameworks and contributes to international AI security standards. Her recent work focuses on how ransomware is evolving to target AI systems, machine learning pipelines, and autonomous agents, and she has become a recognized voice on securing AI infrastructure against emerging threats. Today, we'll discuss the changing ransomware landscape, the unique security challenges introduced by AI, and what organizations can do to build more resilient AI systems. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today, Banaz. It's really an honor to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chris. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm really excited to talking about the ransomware and all of these things regarding to the agentic systems and how they are connected to the ransomware attack and all of other threats as well.
Yeah, it's most certainly an interesting time to be alive, I think.
Yeah.
I'm always interested in how people got interested in technology and how that turned into a career in cybersecurity. You've spent more than 20 years in cybersecurity. What initially drew you into technology and then into this field?
If I wanted to start it, so I would say I didn't set out thinking that I'm going to build a career in cybersecurity. So I would say, like many people who started more than 2 decades ago, I was simply fascinated by technology and wanted to understand how systems work together and how they communicate together, because I was very fascinating about to know that how the packets work and what is inside of the packets that the computer can understand how to communicate together. So I can remember back then, so I just wanted to tell it in a short. My mom took me to Math Olympiad class at the university. And that's where I fell in love with mathematics, right? And I got so into that. I spent many summers studying math and so on. And after that, I was told myself, okay, there is something between mathematics and computers and all of these things. And after that, I went to the courses back then. It was the courses for the Microsoft. It was MCSE or MCSA or something like that. The name was there, and I started to read it. And after that, I realized, okay, every new technology introduced new risks. And then I realized, okay, with this all of this technology, there is something that with the name of the attackers, and there is something with the name of the threats. So this curiosity led me from infrastructure and enterprise system into security architect, incident response, and all of the research. And because of my opportunity after that, after graduation from university and all of this, I had experience with the different companies, customers. They consistently asking about how they can improve their resilience against different attacks. So after that, I went to the cybersecurity.
Oh, very cool. And I love that you started in mathematics. That's a pretty good path into computer science, I think.
Yeah, exactly. All the things I'm thinking they are based on mathematics.
Yeah. My grandfather was a mathematician. I never went that far, but I have a lot of respect for it. So it's really cool to know that that's your path. How did you become interested in AI security specifically? Just because that's the most interesting thing happening now?
Regarding to AI security, yeah, because AI security, actually, this is one of my interesting topic, because AI security, they came from watching organization that they are starting to adopting AI system. Let's formulate another. My interest in AI security come from watching organizations adopt AI at an, I would say, incredible pace while treating it like just another application, right? In reality, I would say AI changed many of the assumptions we relied on in traditional security. And right now, you are no longer just you are no just longer protecting code or infrastructure. You are right now protecting models. You are protecting data sets. You are protecting the inference pipelines and this autonomous decision-making system. And I realized that industry need to start think about the AI as an entirely, I would say, about entirely about new attack surface rather than, for example, simply another workflow or simply another workload running in the cloud. And that's motivated me to focus on a research on this area. If you are asking about that, about interesting in AI security. And on the other hand, I can remember I was 20 years old and I had a professor at university, and back then he was working in automotive companies, and he was telling me about the different robots that they are working there. And I was asking myself that how they communicate together. If something goes wrong, the bad situation could happen because people are working there, and that would be a life threatening of the people. And always this question was with me, right? And back then I was looking about the mathematics again, that how we can work with it. But last I would say 5 years ago, I realized that okay, there are these about AI system, there are many other third landscape beside of the traditional security threats that right now is there. So I understand completely that what's going on with the AI security, and I was really curious about this environment and about the threats that we that's gonna happen.
Interesting. And I've noticed a thread where you find interest in the way things communicate with each other. Yeah, which is just an interesting part of the whole process to focus on. I find that interesting. You also study ransomware as a research focus. What attracted you to that? And maybe we can talk about how that intersects with AI in today's cybersecurity landscape.
I don't know if you remember Stuxnet. I don't know if you remembered in 2010. So when I've heard it, I was IT administrator in a big company, and people started to talking about that. Oh, Stuxnet is where this place, and we have to be careful. Every company should be care about it. And I was curious. So, okay, what is the Stuxnet? And I realized, okay, this is a malware, and how it work. And finally, it can. And I realized that it can goes to the ransomware attack. And I started to read about it and how ransomware attack happening. And ransomware, I would say, fascinated me because it evolved from being a relatively simple form of malware into one of the, I would say, most sophisticated business models in cybercrime. And it combines technical exploitation with psychological pressure, which we are seeing right now, that attackers do not only rely on I would say the lock the systems, they are stealing the models, they are stealing the data, and they threatening that the companies and the users on and their customers, that their data will be published. And about the financial and the I would say the understanding ransomware isn't just about analyzing malicious code. It's about understanding attacker economics, operational resilience, and organizational weaknesses. And when you are thinking about that, how ransomware attacks, you can find a very valuable information about that. Okay, how modern, I would say, cyber criminals thinking and how they work. And most important is that you can, because always I'm telling people that if you wanted to implement some of the, I would say, if you wanted to improve your security posture, or if you wanted to improve your resilience against different threats regarding, for example, ransomware attack, think like an attacker. Think like that, how they can come into your network. Think about that, what is your vulnerabilities that they can use it. So when you are thinking like that, you can understand, okay, how ransomware is working. And many of these, I would say, lessons or learning, or these lessons are directly applicable, I would say, to right now, to the AI systems, and to the threats that they are related to their system, specifically ransomware. I don't know if you read about the news in ransomware. Right now, we have a kind of the new generation, I would say, ransomware attack, the data poisoning ransomware attack. What does it mean? It means that the whole of the data set, I would say, the attackers found a way to come into your I would say AI environment. I don't want to talking about that, for example, about the different segmentation, that, for example, your AI system is in another segment, and how they could reach to this segment, for example, using a malicious model, or, for example, phishing, and so on. But the point is that they try to malicious part of the data, they change part of the data, but the time that the data is changed and how data is changed is not clear. And they start to have a kind of the negotiation about that, okay, after which time, or after that which time frame your data is changed. And so it comes a lot of the question in my mind, how the incident response is working in this situation, how you can be sure that all of your output from that systems of the prompts and everything, train model, everything is, I would say, aligned with your mission, and if they are correct or not. And this is, I would say, the roadmap for new generation of the ransomware and against AI systems. It's changed, and it's harder than the traditional ransomware. I would say traditional ransomware, because we are facing right now many different of ransomware. It's changed, and it's more hard. It's very hard to find out, to understand, and to increase the resilience against them. Yeah.
So is that the attack you're saying, is that they're poisoning the model of the AI systems within companies as a form of ransomware? And because they maybe do it subtly, it's hard to determine when the poisoning started. And so unwinding it becomes very difficult. Wow.
Exactly. This is very difficult. And one of my, I'm always thinking about that, the most of the company thinking about that, okay, their data will be locked. But not, we are not right now in this situation, in this time, we are not talking about always lock the system. Because many companies thinking about that, okay, how many of our systems are locked? Or, for example, how many of our data are stolen? But right now, we are not talking about that. We are talking about that all of your pipeline is locked, and your data set is changed. Your model is completely, I would say, the output is changed. One of the, I don't know, right now, the number of the ransomware attack on AI system is increasing, right? Mm-hmm. 1 month ago, a company was hit by a ransomware attack, and because they were on a very successful production line and they wanted to sell their product, and they were very happy with it, and suddenly they hit by a ransomware attack, and I can remember $20 million they wanted. So they ignored that. But as I've read in news that the model of the company is right now, as I understood, this is in dark web, and they are so. This is scary. You know what I mean? This is scary because intellectual property, model, data set, everything. This is the whole of the structure of a business. And when we are talking about the ransomware, it's not that I'm talking about locking your system. I'm talking about all of your business and all of your production line. This is I'm talking about it. And I don't want to just say that, wow, it's scary, but the whole of my goal is raising awareness regarding to this and helping people to improve their resilience against ransomware attack. Because, you know, there isn't any 100% I would say completely secure our system against different attacks. At least we can try to improve our resilience, and this is that I'm talking about it.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because right now companies are rolling out AI at a speed where I don't think I've ever seen a technology deployed in one that's so capable. So we talked about models, which is sort of the brains behind it, but then we have AI agents, which actually operate in the environment sort of the way that a human would do. What kind of security challenges do these agents introduce into existing environments?
I would say because these agents, you know, that they can be autonomous, and they have a different autonomous level, half autonomous or fully autonomous, and because this autonomy changes the nature of the risk, I would say. So the traditional applications execute, I would say, predefined logic. While we have autonomous agents that make decisions dynamically based on changing inputs. So that means that I would say security teams have to think about not only whether an action is authorized, but whether it is appropriate, safe, and this is aligned with business intent. For example, small errors in reasoning or in manipulated inputs can, for example, I would say, cascade into unintended consequences. Especially when agents have access to sensitive, I would say, systems or, financial transactions. And this is not hard to understand, you know what I mean? Because we are facing agents that we give them access to do some of the tasks. And they have access to our databases. They have access to... I try to bring some of the simple examples. They have access to the emails. They have access to the databases, to everything that we're thinking about it, because companies, they wanted to, I would say, improve their process and with using these agents. But excessive agents, which means that if the agent have more than access to the lots of the data and or what it shouldn't have access to, that it brings a new security threat. And we are not talking about software bugs, right? And we are talking about this kind of the decision making and this kind of the decision making behavior of the agents. And it brings completely new security challenges, because think about it. We have, for example, three different agents in our systems that they are communicating with each other. So think about the rogue agent, or think about it if two agents independently working like that, that they are doing their daily tasks, I would say daily tasks, they are kind of working together or communicate together, that they have an impact on the third agent, that they took all of these three together do an ransomware attack or other attacks. This is the new entirely security challenges that I'm talking about it. And the handling of this, I would say the challenges, it's very hard, because you have to have a very fundamental knowledge about the agent and about the agentic AI system, how they work, how they communicate, about authorization, authentication, and all of these things. So it brings, I would say it brings a lot of challenges. And right now I'm working on it, that, for example, how these different agents with different autonomous levels working together, and how it goes to the wrong way, I would say, that make that then the ransomware happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's fascinating. I know I say interesting and fascinating a lot. It all is, though. I think it's fascinating that prompt injection, just from a computer science point of view, is something that we'll never be able to solve. Yeah. And so you always have this risk that in order for the agents to run, they need to consume some instructions. But that data can't be completely vetted for prompt injection that could get it to do something it wasn't intended for. So
yeah,
I find that that's an interesting computer science problem that I don't think we're ever going to be able to fix.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is today I was heard about that someone told me that we can completely be secure against the prompt injection. And I was like, no, it's not gonna possible. Yeah, if you know math, you know mathematics, you know that it's not gonna possible.
Well, it's like the Turing machine, basically, right? Actually. Like it's the input tape. Yeah. Yeah, very cool. So you spoke a lot about the communication and the agents operating in the environment. What are some of the telemetry types that teams should be collecting from AI systems to help them be more secure?
So, you know that the agentic systems, they have a memory, right? Short memory and long short memory and long memory. So if I wanted to tell it in a short, I would say the whole of the infrastructure of the agents that the security engineers should think about it if they wanted to secure the agentic system against different threats. For example, the short-term memory, long-term memory, and the communication between the APIs for the agent, and I would say the user's input to the agent and communication between agent. And this is the whole of the infrastructure. You know what I mean? If you consider for each part, if you wanted to, if I wanted to be frank with you, you have to have a good threat modeling on that. And you have to understand each part of this, the agent, how they work, how they communication out of the box with the other, for example, with the users, with the databases, and for example, with the tools. And it needs a first of all, it needs to understand that how these agents works, as I mentioned, runtime. And on the other hand, it needs, based on the different use cases, it needs a third modeling, a real third modeling to consider that. And based on that, they can understand how they can protect the different components and how they can protect their agents. If it answers completely your question. And because agents work with the agents can work with the different part of the company's businesses or company's component, I would say, because they are not restricted, for example, to for example, restricted to some of the tasks. If we give mm-hmm. these permissions, they can allow a lots of the they are allowed to do a lots of the tasks. So based on the permissions that we will give them, and based, I would say, other things, they can protect these systems. But as I mentioned, it's hard and it needs a lots of the knowledge, and it needs as well as a good third modeling regarding to that, and it based on the different use cases. For example, if we have a different agentic systems that they have communication together and they have communication to the part of the network, I would say the component that they should be secure, they are lots more in comparison, for example, to a one agent. But the nature is the mm-hmm. same, you know? Nature is the same, but the communication about the traffic, about the inside and outside of the traffic, about the governance, and about the, I would say, this kind of the communication between agents, it's very important.
Yeah, I think there's some tools, too, that allow you to see some of the internal dialogue, and I haven't looked at it myself, but I read a friend's analysis, and I think that would be a good place to get an idea of how these things are working under the hood, and then use that to kind of start thinking about how to build logging and defenses against mm-hmm. these things.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one more for you. And I would like to see if we could leave our audience with a piece of advice about preparing for the future of AI security. Like, where do you think we're going to be in a couple of years, and how can we start building towards that in a way that's going to keep us secure?
So my advice regarding to this part and regarding to this new world that we are facing is that to start to threatening AI as a critical infrastructure rather than, for example, just another productivity tool. And I always recommend the people, specifically young generation, to understand the fundamental of the security. And always I'm talking about the please realize and have a focus on how the packets work. And so build security, governance, and resilience into AI initiatives, I would say, from the very beginning. It's my highly recommendation, instead of trying to add them later. Because right now we are facing that a lot of the organizations, they are intent to have different agents, and they started to integrate AI into their businesses. It's very good. I'm not against innovation. But I'm telling that please start third modeling. Please think about the security from first step of your business. And at the same time, I would say don't let fail slow your innovation, right? Because when I'm talking about the security that I'm seeing that people telling that okay, if you want to think about security, our speed would be slow. But I'm telling that your business, all of your business, is very important. For example, I completely understand that you are trying to create a product, then the competition in market is very high, but you have to think about the security as well. And AI has enormous potential, but organizations need to adopt it with a responsibility and with visibility. And I would say with the proper risk management. And one very important point, continuously monitoring, which is very important. And security is not just like a product, and security is not like one small piece of the process and we are finished with it. No, always you have to monitoring. And I would say the future belongs to organizations that can innovate quickly while maintaining trust, and trust has always built on security.
That's great advice. Yeah, it's not a destination, it's a journey, and the journey never ends.
Exactly.
Right.
exactly. Yeah. This is interesting because I would say from my perspective, security will not be end, right? There is not any end story for security. But yeah, if you do not consider that, maybe there would be an end of business. Yeah. And when I'm thinking about the ransomware, I was reading a news yesterday that I read the news about the completely autonomous ransomware. If I don't know if I pronounced the name correctly, Jadepufer, I think so.
Okay.
Yes, and it was completely a ransomware attack that did an AI agent did it completely from starting firstborn, from exfiltration, and from everything.
Wow.
Yeah, and wow. And this is the, I read this news today, and it is very scary because the whole of the start from finding vulnerability, everything, only did one AI agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're seeing that too now when a new CVE is released, there's threat actors that are monitoring those and immediately scanning the internet for, you know, public facing vulnerable devices.
Exactly.
To see if people have patched them yet. And so, you know, I think at some point, and it's a really hard problem, but I've been talking about it a lot with my colleagues lately, is, you know, having AI start to do patch management, because it's the only way you're going to be able to do it fast enough. But, you know, so it's the arms race will continue.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, Banaz. This was a really interesting conversation. I'm sure our listeners will find it fascinating as well. And yeah, maybe we'll have you back on the show when we see the first fully autonomous AI ransomware go wild.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It was very fun to talking with you and raising awareness regarding to the ransomware.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.